Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for You Pee the Podcast. Hello and welcome to You Pee the Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. Well, it's been a cold, damp fall, and as I look out my back window, that old oak tree is completely bare. And I even saw some frost the other morning, so you know that winter is almost here. I guess it's time to dig out my stormy cromer. Today's podcast is kind of a part two of my interview with Angela from the movie Catfish. And like I said before, I was friends with Angela on Facebook before I found out she was in the movie Catfish. She was helping me with my podcast. And Angela was also helping out producer Steven Wigg with his UP the Movie project. In today's episode, producer Steven Wigg talks to Angela about her involvement in the UP the Movie project and his reaction to finding out that she was in the movie Catfish. I'll let UP food expert Aaron Younger start things off.
Well, I guess what we wanted to talk about is the initial meeting, you know, how this all came about, that we got to know each other. Steve, you want to go ahead and start with that? Because you're the one who...
Well, I don't think it was, from what I recall, Angela connected as a result of the Renee Prusi article, the initial one.
The initial article I wrote you, and I had found that page on Facebook, and I wrote you and said if there was anything I could do. And I told you right off the bat who I was, so if you went and Googled me, you would know. But at that time, I don't think it was such a big deal.
I remember it was kind of like, I mean, there was a huge response. You know, we set up the Facebook page just because it was like, well, it'd be good to have somewhere for people to go if they're interested in this. It was like a totally, everything was working backwards in the way it should be, but I kind of like to work unconventionally. I do remember getting contact from you, and I think I remember you said some things about like Catfish, or you mentioned Catfish something, and I was just like, oh, okay, maybe she's a movie producer or something, or, you know, or like, I don't know what Catfish, I didn't really have time to research what Catfish was, but it was like something movie related or something, you know, something about a premiere and a thing, and, you know.
It wasn't until after I started the website for you, because I was like, you know, you have this Facebook page, but what you really need is a full website to explain what the movie is.
Right.
And you needed one for your production company, too, so I just started the one website and got everything kind of on there, and then I felt like you and Aaron really didn't know the whole story.
And like I said, so much of it was kind of working backwards, because the idea was, you know, I was shooting locations, shooting some locations for basically like for investor packages, and then the Mining Journal got a hold of the story, and I was, at first I was like, you know, it's too early, this is, you know, don't get the wrong idea, this is too early, we're not ready to make an announcement yet. And then they were like, well, we want to be part of this journey from the beginning. So I had a real hard time like arguing with that. I was kind of like, you know, this is a very unique situation, so I think, you know, I got to go with my gut here and just, I think I'm going to trust this one. So we kind of went ahead with that. So, you know, had I done it the way that I, you know, sort of was planning in the back of my head, I would have set up the website before any kind of announcements and all these things in this sort of conventional way. But
it thrown right at you after that article came
right
up, and all of a sudden there was 1,000 fans. And
right. Which, you know, let's I tell people, it added a shot of rocket fuel to the project, and I don't know if we would be where we are right now without all that stuff that happened. I'm very grateful that it happened the way it did, and I like the fact that it didn't happen the way it's, like, quote, supposed to happen. Because there's, you know, that's the UP for you. It's, things don't happen the way they're supposed to happen, or things there are not, you know, how they're...
Well, no doubt about it. Everybody just really wanted to make it happen for
mm-hmm.
you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's behind you 100%, whatever you need.
Right. including you. So yeah, and then I remember you talked about the website stuff, and I think I probably just said something along the lines of like, you know, if you want to start working on something, I'm totally cool with that. I totally trust. That's great. That's fine. You know, it's not something I've honestly have had the chance to put my energy into yet. But if you do that kind of thing and you're willing to, and then the next thing I know, I remember clicking on it the first time and just like sort of like locked on the screen, this locked gaze of like, oh my God, like, wow, this is cooler than what I would have come up with had I decided to go and design something. And I'm fairly artistic myself and was like, you know, and I can usually be kind of a nitpicker when it comes to like artistic detail and stuff like that. I was literally like, wow, I don't even need to touch this thing. This is like cooler than I could have fathomed. So I was really excited about that. So, you know,
next is going to be so much better. It's going to be just an awesome website. So I hope people will come back.
I think it already is. And then we just said, you know, we'll just kind of tweak it as we need to as we go along. The site is your vision, so I like the fact that you're able to incorporate the things that you think are good and then tweak it. You know, take people's input, and you know, if it works and it's relevant, it's a good idea. We can incorporate it. If it doesn't fit with kind of your idea for the site, that I stand behind you as being sort of the creative force behind that. So I totally back that. But yeah, this kick-ass website showed up, and it was like, wow, you know, this is fantastic. And then I think we just, you know, what's that?
And then after that.
Yeah, and then I think we just.
Tell you guys about it. You know, I had to be upfront with you and be like, I'm in this. And
right, right.
Life, and I don't want it to affect you guys in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the complete story.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Just by how you referred to it, I had an inkling that it was something that was, you know,
yeah.
it was big for you and your life and all these other things as well. Like I had an inkling that it was something, just the way you handled it, very like, you know, how you use the word and stuff like that. It was just like, okay, whatever, you know, when she's ready, she'll tell me whatever. But I'm not worried about it really, because I had felt that our relationship professionally was as smooth as ever, and you were nothing but upfront with me about everything. And it was like, as soon as there was something that we wanted to do with the website, it was done before I could even, you know, finish my sentence. So it was, and it was always great. It was always like perfect, you know, like better than what I was seeing in my head. Great. And then, yeah, then you kind of, you wrote the letter that really, really laid it out. And it was like, wow. But I think that the way I was hit with it was, and I think a lot of people initially could be like, you know, shut you out at that point, or like, oh, this is drama or something like that. So it's like run from it or so. And I was just like, you know what? That the fact that she did that says a huge, huge thing about who this person is, and also about what growth you've experienced. And you know, if the movie and stuff was about like deception and blah blah blah, all these things about like, you know, covering things up, this was the opposite of that, and was very forthcoming and straightforward, and it was just like, you know, I have no reason, I have nothing on this person to do anything but thank her for her honesty and for her fantastic hard work. So I was like, you know what? Whatever that story is, you know, that's that story. But I can tell you from personally speaking, I have nothing but the utmost respect for your honesty and your straightforwardness and those things. So I kind of embraced the you know, what some people might perceive as like a threat to like the project or the site, or like, who is this person, or you know, don't get involved. I was like, you know what? This is important stuff here. So,
and it's been a wonderful part of my healing process too, to just be involved in something real with mm-hmm. real people that come by my house now, people that talk to me on the phone. It's tangible work.
Right, right.
Imaginary relationship, meeting
right.
and Aaron. It's just been wonderful.
Right. I would bet, and I thought about that too, and just even like how you had expressed the stuff to us and everything. It was like, this has to be part of her healing, and it out on a limb and trust that and just be, you know, embrace that and not, you know, run from it or hide from it and stuff. So I was really kind of thrilled by that. And I hadn't seen the movie yet or didn't know anything about it, but you sort of like, you know, laid out this story and I was still even just kind of like, okay, well, I don't know, maybe I kind of get what's going on. I don't know. And then
another ancient thing for me was when you said you were going to go see the movie and then when Aaron went to see the movie, I wasn't sure how that was going to affect anything.
Yeah.
And I was very comforted when you both contacted me and was like, it's okay. And that actually when Aaron went, he was able to go to one of the Q&A sessions.
Mm-hmm.
He actually spoke up and said that he was my friend.
Mm.
That meant the world to me that he did that. That somebody would say, I'm this person's friend in real life.
Right, right. Where it might be cool to, you know, slam the person or something in a place, but in a public forum like that or something like, you know, I could see that too. Yeah, so that's really cool that, you know, out of all this, something like that is in the process of emerging in some way and tying this stuff together in a strange way and like the small world after all kind of thing. And it's pretty crazy, yeah. But when I saw the movie, yeah, I was, what did I say to you? I can't remember what I said to you about after I saw the movie. I know kind of what I felt, but I don't remember.
I can't remember exactly either, but it was just supportive. It was
yeah.
A very supportive comment that I was just like, wow. And you called me.
Yeah.
I really think you didn't know what to say in
it. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know if I really knew what to say either. I think maybe I said something about like, you know, just the empathy and the compassion and just really, like, know kind of what I felt, but I don't remember what I said exactly, but it was intended to be supportive, and it was like, you know, you're very, very brave, and, you know, and...
Yeah, and you called me, and we talked for, gosh, about an hour, mm-hmm. but you know what? Anthony needs my attention.
Do that. Take care of that.
I'm going to have to go, but I'm so glad you guys called me.
Yeah, we'll catch up another time. Well, thanks, Anthony. Take care, yeah. Anthony. We'll talk to you soon sometime.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
So all of this definitely came as a surprise. And Catfish is finally playing in Marquette, so I'm hoping to go see it. And if you want to see the website that Angela designed for the UP The Movie Project and Two Eyes Productions, just go to u-p-movie.com. And you can also listen to UP The Podcast there. Well, the beer's gone, so the podcast's over. We'll have more great podcasts for you real soon. Let me leave you with a song I wrote. It's titled, Angela. From the trees, and then they're all gone. That was You Be the Podcast. Thanks for listening.